Welcome to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Touchdown, Arizona!
Presented by your local Valley Chevy dealers. Arizona Sports 620.
Oh, that's good, baby!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.
Head coach Ken Wisenhunt joins Doug and Wolf every Monday, 5 o'clock, following Cardinals football from the day before. And coach, how do you feel today?
Well, it's tough, Doug. You know, hey, Wolf, how you doing? When you lose games through the stretch like we have, it's never easy. So, but you know, we're working to try to get us a win.
Coach, I don't know if you're ready to talk about this yet, but we saw a crushing tweet that came out today of an injury to Lyle Sendlein, and I haven't heard you talk about it yet, so I wanted to give you the chance if you could tell us about the status of Lyle.
Yeah, you know, it's really unfortunate. It's extremely disappointing just because of what Lyle's done for us. I think like 80 or 81 straight starts for us, but we found out this afternoon after getting an MRI that he is going to require surgery on his knee, and he's going to be done for the season. So, you know, I feel so badly for Lyle because he's such a hard worker, such a good man and good player for us. But, you know, that happens in this business.
Coach, I'm not asking this in the sense of other players don't have it, which is the way some people turn it. But when you see a guy tear his MCL, even though you didn't know, and play another 3.5 quarters, what does that tell you about Lyle Sendlein?
He's tough. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. He's a captain because of a lot of things. Toughness is one of those things. But, I mean, he's played through a lot of things. He's had a number of injuries that he's played through, and it'll be different without Lyle in there. It's hard to imagine going through three quarters like he did with that. But, once again, it speaks a lot to the type of player and person he is.
You know, Coach, you obviously are in the evaluation business as a head coach, and you've suffered this rash of injuries. How difficult is it to evaluate coaches and players and schemes when you've had this rash of injuries on one side of the ball?
Well, you know what? You can't get caught up in that. I mean, this business is about winning games, and we haven't done that. So you're not real happy with anything that you're doing. You shouldn't be. So, you know, the guys are working hard. Everybody's working to try to correct it. And, you know, we've got to continue to stay true to what we're doing and know that if we keep fighting, we'll scrap out a win. Hopefully, you know, our goal is always this week.
Wiz, what did you think of Ryan Lindley and his play? Kind of a tale of two halves.
Yeah, which, you know, you're going to get some things like that with a young quarterback. But I was impressed in the first half. I mean, we went on a 91-yard scoring drive, which I can't remember the last time we've done that to start the game. And very efficient. Three scoring drives in the first half, two touchdowns and a field goal. He ran the two-minute, moved in the pocket. I know he had the pick six in the first half, but felt like he did a really good job in the first half with everything that he was doing. And, you know, we were moving the ball offensively efficiently. And then in the second half, he still did some good things, but he made two huge mistakes on those throws. And that's what's so difficult because you're so excited about a lot of things that he did. But when you make those, when you turn the ball over like that, they're hard to overcome. And you've got to make sure that he understands the significance of that when he's got the ball in his hands all those times.
Wiz, from a coach's perspective, what adjustments did you see the Rams make in the second half that impacted Ryan Lindley?
Well, I think that it was more him making some mistakes. They brought a little bit more pressure. I think that affected him on the last pick six that he had because he missed the read, but he for a second lost his focus, and then he tried to come back late and try to throw it to Larry, and that's not what he does. That's not the way he's been operating. So, you know, those kind of things happened in the second half, and you know, they're characteristic of a young player. But he's just got to be more aware of the situation and what he's doing with the football. And that's one of the things that you have to learn. It's a painful lesson, and I think that he'll learn from it.
Coach, when you've talked about Ryan Lindley and you've said, you know, he gives us the best chance to win, is that a statement that's based on the future or the present and the here and now? Because you got to be patient with a young man when you're talking about the future. But at the same time, I know you had said yesterday in your press conference, you're in a win now type of mode.
Well, I mean, that's what our focus is, Doug. We're trying to win now. And, you know, we're doing everything we can to win games. And when you talk about Ryan and where he is. You're talking about what you've seen of him, the limited amount of times that we've seen him play, what he's done in practice, how he handled himself in preseason, how he handled himself the week before in the game against Atlanta. There's a lot of things that go into that. And like I said, you have to evaluate how you're moving the ball offensively. I mean, one of the things we've struggled doing this year is having some consistency on offense, and that was one of the things that was evident in the first half, were that we were able to move the ball, and we did do some good things. So, you know, that's all part of this process and putting players in there that you think are going to give you the chance to win a game.
You know, Wiz, of course, everyone is evaluating everyone. Fans are out there, and of course, fans want answers. How are you dealing with all the criticism, Wiz?
Well, that's part of this business. I understand that. I mean, you've got to understand that there's a lot of people that are passionate about this sport, and they have opinions, and they should. You know, they're fans. We're working hard to try to win a game, try to play better football, and that's, you know, that's what my focus is on. I know there's nothing I can control other than how we prepare and how we try to play games, and that's what we're focused on.
Head coach Ken Wisenhunt joining Doug and Wolf. You know, Coach, that's I can't imagine how that tough is in that sense, because just to be blunt here, I've been on the hot seat before. I've had to stare at my wife in the face and say, you know, things aren't going very well at work, and I don't know where they're going right now. And I'm wondering, now that the media started to ask you the hot seat question, do you have to take that and talk to your coaches about it? Do you talk to your players about it? Do you talk to your wife about it? Or do you simply ignore it and it's only a press conference topic?
You know what? I think that everyone's aware of that. You know, you'd be living in a closet if you didn't know that that's part of this business. You know, the coaches have been in it. I've been in it. Players have been in it. So you're aware of it. It's not something that you have to talk about. Like I said, our players have been working hard. Our coaches are working hard. We're trying to control the things that we can control, and that's being the best prepared team that we can be and understand that we've got to make more plays and win some games.
You know, Wiz, when you talk to your guys, talk to your players about turning the season around, do you focus on the fact that you have 5 games left, that you feel like you've got time to turn it around, or do you only speak of the next game?
Well, I think there's got to be a sense of urgency, Wolf, and I think we're working on a week-to-week basis. I mean, we're focused on who our opponent is this week and what we have to do to win this game, but I think we also understand that with the number of losses that we've had, that there's got to be a sense of urgency. We've got to get something done. And, you know, in the halftime of this game against St. Louis, I felt like we were on track. We did a lot of good things. And then, you know, we made mistakes in the second half that hurt us. And that's where you got to learn from. You got to say, look, guys, this is what we did, and this is what we can do going forward. We got to eliminate these mistakes and get better and understand that there has to be a sense of urgency. But there is. Our guys have been working. They've been working and practicing and preparing. And, you know, we've got to stay the course and continue to work until we get that win. And our focus is this week.
Coach, what do you have to do to win this week? What do the Jets bring to the table?
Well, we're just in the preparations, beginning stages of that right now from looking at them. I think, obviously, we can't give them 2 touchdowns on pick sixes. That's one thing that's pretty captain obvious there. But, you know, I think that we've got to do a better job in the run game defensively. This is a team that has run the ball. We've got to do a better job than we did last week, and we've got to continue to improve offensively and not make mistakes that we made last week.
Coach, thanks for your time. We really do appreciate it, and good luck going forward.
Okay, guys, thanks.
That's head coach Ken Wisenhunt. Joins us every Monday here with Doug and Wolf on Arizona Sports 620.
You've been listening to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Let's go out, start it fast!
Presented by your Valley Chevy dealers, Arizona Sports 620.
Leave nothing on the field! Come out swinging!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.